One of the most exciting days in, oops, this is getting carried away here. One of the most exciting days in early Hood River history. This is June 20th, 1907. Buster Brown and his dog Ty have come to Hood River. Now, I don't know how many of you had to wear Buster Brown shoes to kindergarten on your first day, but I was one of those who did. But Buster Brown, at the turn of the 1900s, was a comic strip that you would see in newspapers. You remember what those are. He is one of the early recruits to hawk a product. So Buster Brown and Ty were recruited to sell shoes. And part of that was that they toured the country by train and went to small towns like Hood River and did events like this. Now, so this is a huge crowd for Hood River, and you see Buster Brown and Ty there. But what I love is, let's go into a little vignette. We're going to the right corner here. You see that, so there's a little boy being read to by his dad, sitting on his knee, and then there's that little girl, and there are these two dogs which seem like they're stalking her. And you look at her face, and you can just tell that she is terrified. She does not want to be there. I love looking through crowds in these pictures and finding things like this. But there we see Buster Brown and Ty. There was a great article in one of the local newspapers describing how he sat down, the reporter sat down at a bar, and next to him was the actor who plays Buster Brown, who's actually a full-grown man, and had an interesting discussion with him about what it's like to go from town to town. Here we go. We're in the 1930s now. This is the Great Depression. So people were very depressed, as you can imagine. That's why it's called the Great Depression. But what we see here is a pet parade. So Hood River decided the way out of the blues was to have a pet parade, and they did it for several years in a row. And just to get an idea, these were all the leading business people in the town. To the left is the barber. The next guy is the Ford dealer. Can you guess what the third guy is? He was the undertaker. That's C.C. Anderson. Unfortunately, I don't know the name of the dog, but we have a good picture of them marching down Oak Street. Here they are in all their finery marching down Oak Street. And these parades, we have several pictures from them, just wonderful photos, and they did it for quite a few years. This is an important photo. So to the left is Alva Day, and to the right his wife, Io, and their son and their dog in the middle. In 1917, he bought a camera because he was going on a trip up to Alaska. And this camera was an autographic camera, so a special camera which had the ability to scrawl information on the negative. And you see on the left, 9:12 a.m. on March 7th, 1948. So we know a lot about this negative. Well, he left us a shoebox with 2,497 negatives in it, all meticulously labeled and meticulously documented. And I spent a long time scanning all 2,497 of those negatives. And they really tell an amazing story of Hood River from 1917 to 1955 when he passed away. In 1955, Kodak stopped making the film that he was using, and I suspect that that wasn't a coincidence. And he had a wonderful eye. I mean, this is bracketed by two or three other shots, but this is clearly the money shot. This is up in Alaska, 1917, so he's brand new with this camera, and he manages to take a portrait like this, and I just find this astonishing. And here we go. So he lived at 420 June Street. A black dog named Sheba lives there now. But these were every year in August, he and his neighbors would go up to Lost Lake when it got hot. And here they are getting loading into the Model T. I mean, just wonderful Norman Rockwell quality to this. And they've got the canvas tent. And they're headed up there. And there's even another frame, which is even better. Look at that. Look at that puppy. I mean, you just want to take him home, don't you? Okay, so this dog is really lucky. He happens to live with probably the most important person ever to live in Hood River, or most famous person, I should say. Importance is more relative. So this is Billy Sunday on the left, and he's probably the most famous person that no one here has ever heard of. Billy Sunday was an evangelist. He was actually a baseball player in the 1880s, and then between 1900 and 1920 was the most prominent evangelist in the country. He set the mold for evangelism across the country. You know, before any of the famous evangelists that you would have seen, the televangelists, the radio evangelists, there was Billy Sunday without any amplification, and it's estimated that he gave 20,000 sermons talking to over 100 million pairs of ears using just his voice. And he decided that Hood River was God's green acre. And just in the middle of this, in 1909, he decided to buy an orchard in Hood River and set up at that orchard. And whenever he was done with the circuit for the year, he would come to Hood River and give a few sermons here. So he would appear in the newspaper a little bit. But then he and his wife would just relax at their ranch with their dog. And you can tell the dog kind of prefers Ma Sunday to Pa Sunday. I thought you'd enjoy a picture of him as a baseball player. And apparently, he just saw the calling, and he decided that he would evangelize, but he did it with a baseball theme. So when he was, I'm not going to be able to do this right, but I figure first I'll read the words. I found a YouTube video very late in his career. They started to be able to film things, and I watched a little bit of him preaching, and he said, America needs to be taken down to God's bathhouse and the hose turned on her. So now let me try to do that with baseball moves. He would be pitching, and he'd be catching. He'd be sliding into base as he did this. Actually, I'm not going to try to do that. That's going to look stupid. But... America needs to be taken down to God's bathhouse and the hose turned on her. I mean, what a great line. It was just full of lines like that. And you can see again why the dog is more fond of Ma than of Pa. Who do we have next? Herb Scobie. So Herb Scobie with his dog Prince. And so this is really charming. On the back of the photo, in Herb's handwriting, written when he was a very old man, it says, Herbert Scobie and my favorite dog, Prince. You just know that he was just remembering back to his childhood. This is 401 Montello Street, so you recognize this as Paul Blackburn's house now. His dad was E.L. Scobie, who was the mayor of Hood River in the 1920s. And you can recognize where 4th Street and Serpentine come on down here. And he eventually grew up and moved to 301 Montello just down the block and had very fond memories of his dog, Prince. This guy is so cute. This lucky puppy got to grow up at the D Mill. And I just imagine that for a puppy, the D Mill must have been a great place to grow up. This is Dale Wansold, who was his boy. And Dale was the son of Ed Wansold, who was the foreman at the mill. And you can see good piles of wood back there. But so Dale and the puppy grew up in the shadow of the mill. So this is a wonderful picture. So this is Sammy with Art Kolstad. I did not know the name of this dog until an hour before I came down here. I was planning on just saying, this is Art Kolstad. He was an impresario who loved to, he brought theater, he brought movies to town. He built the Rialto Theater, which was this elegant theater that's now in the Hollow parking lot next to where Bodas is. I happened to mention to Bill Pattison that I was going to be talking about this, and Bill said, I used to live next door to him and I took care of his dogs. That's Sammy. And so we now know it's Sammy, and they told me this wonderful story. He said Sammy would like to sleep in. So Sammy would sleep until like the crack of noon, and he would wake up, and they would wander out, and they lived at Mount Adams and West Cascade. So he'd walk down to the corner of West Cascade, wait there, and hitchhike, basically, and wait for someone to come by who would recognize him and say, oh, Sammy, let's take you downtown. He would take him downtown, drop him at the theater, and he would hang out with Art Kolstad for the day, and then Art would take him home at the end of the day. So he would just hitchhike to work. And there he is again, up on the pedestal, as all good dogs should be. There's Sammy. And the final picture, hopefully we can do this. There we go. So, how many of you get these Christmas cards where the kids are too old to show up for the photo and the parents are too ugly to show up for the photo? That's kind of what this made me think of, but it's actually not what's going on here. This is Beans and Honey, and they were the dogs that would greet you at the Columbia Gorge Hotel in the 1930s and early 1940s. And I think they speak for themselves. So that's the dogs of Hood River.